Yisra Koch. Shavua Tov, Shana Tova Lekulam. Taste of Rashi this morning. The third pasuk in the Parsha, in Ha'azinu, Kishem Hashem Eka Avogodol Eloheinu. This is a pasuk that gets exploded in the Parshanut, in the Drashot. We start with Rashi. Rashi says that we learn from here, Avogodol Eloheinu Uvarchu Shmo Mikan Amru Shonin Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Achar Bracha Sheba Mikdash. Nowadays, whenever you hear a bracha, at the end of the bracha, we answer. What do we answer at the end of a bracha? Amen. That's not what they said in the Beit HaMikdash. In the Beit HaMikdash, they said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. Where else, when do we do this? When do we mimic this? On Yom Kippur, in a few days, when we respond to the Chazan, who is mimicking the Kohen Gadol, we say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed, when we go down. But that's not the only drasha. The Gemara in Brachot says that this is actually the source for the last mitzvah of the Torah. According to many Rishonim, according to most Rishonim, the last mitzvah of the Torah is in this week's Parsha. Kishem Hashem Akar Avogodol Eloheinu is the source for the mitzvah of Birchat HaTorah. That when we learn Torah, before we learn Torah, you have to make a bracha. That's another thing that's learned from here. Another thing that's learned from here, according to Midrash, is that this is the source for Kaddish. When we say Kaddish, that you say, Yehi Shmei Rabam Barach Le'olam Lomei Omeya, this is the source for that halacha. Many other things that I learned from this pasuk, but we'll suffice with those three. Shavua Tov.